The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
This eventually will find its way to Audio Dharma, but welcome everybody. What a pleasure it is to kind of see you all and connect with you all. And it's interesting that, as we were connecting in this way and saying hello to one another, that's what I wanted to talk about just a little bit this evening, about loving kindness practice can change the default story that we have in our minds. That is, that there's our experiences, there's what we think, what we see, what our inner experiences, our thoughts, our emotions, everything, right? All whatever experience you might be having. And then there's the story we tell about it. So maybe we feel a little bit happy and we'll say, well, I'm happy, I should always be happy. And then there's maybe a story and that reminds me of that time when I wasn't happy, and I have to make sure in order to be happy at all the time, so therefore I have to do X, Y, or Z or something like this, right? We have an experience and then we make up a story. Or maybe, I mean, these times some of us feel anxious, or we feel disconnected, or we might feel like, oh, I'm a bad person, or I'm inadequate in some way because I'm feeling anxious, or have some unease. And instead of feeling like, of course there's some anxiousness, what's happening right now, of course there is, and it's okay to feel a little bit out of sorts. And then I'm saying this trusting that you know yourself well enough to know, like, when is it problematic and when is it in the range of your natural experiences and the way that you respond to what's happening in the world. So mindfulness meditation, that is just paying closer attention to everything that we pay attention to, all of, to see exactly what our experiences are, allows us to see this difference between the experience on one hand and the story we have it about the other hand. And most often the story is having to do with how I should be or how I should not be, or something like this, some version of that story. And with mindfulness meditation, it helps us, once we start to see that distinction between the experience and the story, then we realize, oh, we can choose or manipulate or change the story. We can't choose our experiences. They are arising and they are come together because of certain conditions. But the story we have about them can be changed. And this is where loving kindness practice comes in. That over time, if we cultivate and develop this loving kindness practice, our default story, I'll use that language, will be one more of connection, one that will be more of feeling less isolated or less separate. Instead of having a calcified sense of me versus the whole world or us versus them, there's more of a sense of kind of ease and spaciousness and openness that doesn't make these distinctions between us and them and me and you. Or if those distinctions are made, they're held lightly, and feel porous instead of a really rigid and prison-like feeling, like me versus the world or us versus them. So in this way, loving kindness practice is a way that can really support us in these times in which we're feeling a little bit isolated or separate, or especially if we see people walking with the masks on and we don't see them smiling. Sometimes that's one way that we often greet one another, of course, is with smiling. And when we don't see that, we might start to feel even more disconnected. So loving kindness practice just naturally enforces a sense of connection by diminishing the strong sense of me that I have to protect and uphold and defend and also these kinds of things. So to start some loving kindness practice, For those of you who have been coming to these when I teach them, I like to teach them with three elements. That is with bring into mind. I always like to start where it's easiest, so the lovable being. And then sensations in the body, whether these are a sense of warmth or openness or spaciousness, or maybe even just a greater sense of relaxation and well-being. And then third is to say some phrases, to repeat the phrases. Numbers of different ways you can do this. What I'm going to offer tonight is how I've been offering it in the past, is that to kind of get in a rhythm with the phrases that allows the mind to settle, that allows the heart to settle, that we can use the rhythm of this as a way to, I don't know, soothe in some kind of way, maybe like a lullaby in some kind of way. Rhythm can be really calming. So this is a way in which it can support a sense of settling and calming. And maybe with that greater sense of ease or calm, there could be even a little bit more opening of the heart. So to begin our meditation, take an alert, upright posture, and one that expresses our intention to cultivate loving kindness. So this might mean that it has some uprightness, some alertness, but also has some ease and comfort. So this is a little bit of the art of meditation, is to find this posture, is where is one that has alertness and comfort. And often, you know, we have to explore and find our way with this. And then let's begin by taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And then we can just feel into the body that's taking these deep breaths. What does it feel like to be sitting here now? What is it like to have a body that is sitting? Can be really supportive to check in with the areas of the body just to create the conditions in which there might be a little bit more ease. Can bring our attention to the sensations in the face. Feeling in with the shoulders. Ensure that the shoulder blades can slide down the back. Shoulders are away from the ears. We check in with the chest and see if there can be just a little bit of a opening, relaxing in the chest area. This might be a tiny movement. And the belly, letting the belly relax. And and feeling the pressure of the chair cushion against the body, feeling supported, grounded, connected. And then we can rest our attention on the sensations of breathing. Just noticing the movement of the abdomen or the chest. Perhaps feeling the air going in and out of the nose. Right now, there's nothing else to do except just notice the sensations of breathing. What does it feel like to have an inhale from the inside? If you find yourself lost in thought, you don't have to make it a problem. We just very simply, gently begin again. Just resting our attention on the sensations of breathing. And then to begin loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being. This can be somebody you know, somebody you don't know, but you feel touched by, somebody who has supported you in your life, but maybe you don't have a relationship with them. Or perhaps it's a kittens, puppies, babies. Some adorable creature that just melts your heart. You can bring this being to mind. Maybe right here we'll check in with the body and just notice, or has there been any shift? Might be really subtle, might be obvious, that occurs when you bring this being to mind. Maybe there's a little sense of, oh, yeah, great. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness while keeping this lovable being in mind, can repeat the phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Might check in with the body again and see if there is any sense of warmth or openness or spaciousness or ease, well-being. And if so, to allow that experience, allow those sensations to get as big as they would like. This is a movement of allowing, not making, forcing, manipulating. Just making space. For making space. And then we can build on this foundation of loving kindness, expand on it to include ourselves in just the same way. You can either bring to mind an image of yourself, either how you are now or a younger version of yourself. Some people even like to do when they're really young, toddlers or babies. Or you can tune into the felt sense. What does it feel like to sit here right now? The experience of being here right now. And then we'll just modify the phrases by changing the pronoun. But also a reminder, you're welcome to change the phrases and use words that perhaps are more meaningful or resonant for you. Again, bring into mind yourself. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then we can do some equanimity practice to support our loving kindness practice. So for this, bring to mind somebody with whom you have a relationship, somebody you know. And sometimes there's some tension or difficulty, not the most difficult person you know, but somebody that you care about, and yet sometimes there's a little rough edges. Bring this person to mind. And we'll say different phrases. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. Can check in with the body again and see if there's any sense of well-being, sense of openness, sense of warmth that can support you. You can integrate this pleasant experience, even if it's not the dominant experience. Integrate it into the well-wishing, into the practice. Either as a support, or maybe you wish to share it with others. Then in this last part of the meditation, you're welcome to do whichever practice feels like it would be the most supportive for you right now. Continue with equanimity practice. Do loving kindness for yourself. Do loving kindness for a lovable being. Do mindfulness of breathing. Or maybe do a body scan. Just in a relaxed, easy way, what feels like would be the right thing to do now for your body, your mind, your heart? And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So that's part of one way of integrating or understanding or appreciating or having a deeper connection with our experience is to share it with others in a way that we feel comfortable. So I'm going to put us into breakout groups. A lot of people really enjoy this and find it's nice to connect with other people. However, if you feel like this is not the right time for you and you don't want to do it, you're welcome to bow out now, because then it's just a little bit easier that when we set up the groups, it'll be with people who actually want to be or, you know, participate in the group. So, okay. So here we go. So let's see here. So I'm making so you'll be in groups of three or four. And then the invitation is just to share what was that like for you. It could be either that specific meditation period or maybe the whole practice of loving kindness as a whole. Or for those of you who come regularly, what's it like to have a regular meditation practice where you know that 6 o'clock in California time that you come and do happy hour with me or Nikki. So there's no requirement to share deep, dark secrets and just recommendation to not give advice to one another. And generally that's not what people want here, but instead to have an opportunity to maybe learn a little bit more about yourself by sharing it with others. Sometimes we don't really appreciate or understand things until we actually have said them out loud. So we're going to meet for maybe like 13 minutes. I'm just choosing this number. That'll give us a little time to check in when we come back. And let's see here. I'm going to see if I can. Oh. I'm going to, because right, there's two versions of myself here, so I got to get that one version out of the one of these rooms. So this is just a second here. Okay, great. So have fun, and I'll see you back here in 13 minutes. Bye-bye. Okay, so now I'd love to hear from you. How was that? What was it like to connect in that way? Did you learn anything new? Do you have some questions, things you'd like to share?
Yeah, I'll just say that our little conversation inspired me to want to do more metta. I'm new to it, so there's probably a lot more potential than what I am aware of now. But yeah, I was inspired to want to keep plugging away.
Nice. But Barry, what you said there, to keep plugging away, does it feel burdensome? Or because sometimes it can. I mean, I want to acknowledge that.
No, it sounded like that the way I said it, but no, I don't see it as a plugging away as a burden or a chore or anything. I'm past that. That has been my story in the past, but I'm past that. So,
yeah, That was my story too at the beginning. Like, really, do we have to do this? And, you know, it just didn't feel, I don't know, it just didn't feel the right practice for me. But, you know, eventually that changed. So I wanted to share that that's true, right? Not everybody feels like, oh, this is fantastic. Let's get on board and do it. But I'm happy you felt inspired. That's good.
Our group all said that we really enjoy coming to these sessions and we look forward to it every night. I said I was disappointed that it was the weekend and couldn't go to my 6 o'clock happy hour.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Maybe, okay, go on.
There's something about, like when out in the world where I have to be so conscious of being 6 feet away from people, there's something so close to others in this experience. I don't feel that like, oh, do I have to worry about where I am in space? So it was really felt good to connect to people in a comfortable, easy way. And it helped that it was after the meditation and we were all blissed out. It's quite nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. That's such a great point, right? Where the 6 feet there, I notice that too in myself. Sometimes I have a little tension, like, is this 6 feet? Am I far enough away? Yeah. And you just don't have to worry about that.
I'm going to make an admission, which is that metta is my least favorite practice. But I really enjoyed doing it with others today. So if I'm going through audio dharma and I'm looking to do a meditation, it feels like going through Netflix and trying to pick a movie, and meta is probably going to be like the last one.
I love hard it.
Because it's challenging for me, and I want to get like, I'm always looking for like a hardcore like precepts or, you know, noble truth. Like let's get deep.
And what found you, what brought you here today?
Whatever issues are going on. I was kind of frazzled. I was doing a bunch of stuff and I looked at my phone and it popped up on my calendar because I've got all IMC like feeding live like every session. And, you know, I was like, screw it. You know, it's like 6:01. I'm like, I'm late, so forget it. And, you know, I went through all that and something just brought me in and I clicked and I was on. And once, you know, once my microphone and video are on, then I was in.
You're committed.
I'm committed. Yeah, I was all in at that point. I clicked on the Netflix. I chose the movie. It's like past the trailer.
That's great, Alex. That's great.
I want to say something, and I think it bears with that, is in our group, there was an expression made, and get this, I mean, this is heavy. This is heavy duty. You know, metta, when you experience it, it's a moment of liberation.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I get free of my aversions. I get free of a lot of depression. I get free of many things. And I have momentary bliss. And I remember that. It's a felt experience and I carry it with me. So it's profound.
Yeah. Thank you, Abraham. Yeah, this kind of the freely offering, like this gift giving or the unconditional care, the unconditional warmth means that we've put down, maybe temporarily, but we've put down what, I don't know, what gets in the way, what hinders us and what we use to define us and to define others. And for that time when we are abiding in metta, we've put that down. So thank you, Abraham. Maybe one more comment. Is there somebody else want to say? Anybody else want to say something?
Well, I'm also really into this little time after the breakout session when we're all just kind of like sitting here. We've had time to discuss metta because we're looking into each other's eyes again, and it just feels like really natural to just be shooting loving kindness at all of you, like anonymously. So you don't know when I'm doing it. But I am like hardcore looking at you guys, like giving you some real solid metta, you know, like a little bit at a time. And it feels really good.
It does feel good, right? Yeah. It's quite something.
Yeah.
That's fun, Lily. Thank you. Okay, so it's about 7 o'clock. How about if I unmute all of us and we say goodbye, and there's happy hour tomorrow. So let's see. Here we go. So
bye.
Care, everyone. Love, happy, stay well.
Thank you.
Stay safe. Be well.
Be well.
Bye, Francis. Bye-bye. Good to meet you.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
That's lovely.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, Diana.
Thank you. Bye. You're welcome.
Bye. Okay.